So you were telling us about, you know, what Tim Cook has been saying about privacy, getting it, how to get it.
Yes. So this op-ed in Time magazine today is sort of a build-up. He has been going around in interviews for the last year or so criticizing the business models of Facebook and Google. And he doesn't always say their names, but we know who he's talking about when he says that consumers have the right to privacy, when he says that these companies shouldn't be collecting our data irresponsibly. And, you know, his main objective in this particular op-ed is to lay out a plan for what he believes Congress should do in passing comprehensive federal privacy legislation. He says that consumers have a right to have their data, quote-unquote, minimized, that is, not collected in the first place, to know what's being collected, to have access to it, and to have whatever data that is collected be secure. And he also mentions data traffickers or so-called data brokers, these people and companies who behind the scenes basically traffic in selling our data to other companies. So, for example, if I buy something online, you can be pretty sure that whoever I'm buying that from is probably selling that data to a third party who, you know, in turn then cashes it in somewhere else. And it's this sort of invisible shadow economy that a lot of consumers don't know about.
They would kind of treat them like the pushers of this new age. Do lawmakers appear to be ready to pass legislation on this?
Well, so over the last year, we have seen pressure from both sides of the aisle on these tech companies and an increasing interest in passing some sort of privacy legislation. So, you know, it might be one rare thing that Congress agrees on. That said, you know, they're certainly not going to agree on exactly how to do this and how to write this legislation. Senator Ron Wyden, for example, plans to introduce a consumer privacy bill with a do-not-track system in it. Senator Marco Rubio introduced privacy legislation yesterday, but it did not include any stipulations about these so-called data brokers. Motherboard recently did a big investigation that revealed that smartphone wireless carriers, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, are actually selling our location data to other data brokers. And since that was published, they've come out and said, well, we won't do that anymore. And so it certainly seems that, you know, unless there is media scrutiny, these things are going to keep happening, which is why Tim Cook is arguing the government needs to intervene.